ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय करभक्ताय नमः। भक्त्याविहीना अपराधलस्य चित्ताश्च कामादितरम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजिहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम्। My humble obeisances unto the Lord feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pasismat Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. This is our last date here in New Braja of preaching very. Also, this reading saw books, many books, and so many devotees gathered. I think that what I have told in the line of my Shiksha Guru and my spiritual master both, we should try to follow all these things. We should not neglect all these things. You know, there are two kinds of Guru Parampara, Bhagavat Parampara and Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada sometimes rejects bogus Guru Parampara and he admits real Guru Parampara with Bhagavat Parampara. We cannot neglect Guru Parampara. But it should be in the line of Bhagavat Parampara. And I have showed it my book, my Guru biography. I have given all these things very clearly. What Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur wanted to follow. You cannot follow, we cannot follow all Guru Parampara. Never. Why? As we thought, example you can take, Swamiji has initiated more than thousands and thousands of devotees. He has initiated. Or so many left, so many divisiated, so many they are anyhow dragging, anyhow. Going on, driving, sometimes falling down, sometimes as needed, again coming and going. And some are also very strict and sincere, though where they are in householder life or in I know there are so many sincere grihastha Vaishnavas, householders. They are more sincere than renounced now. So many. They are falling. But so-called gurus are not falling. That is why all are divisive. They are not following the real instructions of Swamiji. What he told everywhere. Everywhere he has told. So sometimes Guru Parampara of not a real line of Bhagavata Parampara. But in Bhagavata Parampara, Srila Prabhupada accepted one them who were realized so, not deficiency. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his guru was Bipin Bihari Goswami, but he gets more preference to his Siksha Guru, Bhagavat Parampara Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He studied all these things from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, not from. And he has given so much preference to Bhagavat Parampara, Sri Bipin Bihari Goswami. Like Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada. Oh, his guru is Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in Guru Sahib. And he is Siksha Guru Bhagavat Parampara. He has taken both, because both were elevated. So he has accepted by the wish of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his Bhagavat Parampara Guru, Siksha Guru, and he has accepted Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Oh, high class of elevated, not less than anyone. So here both are okay. Here the Guru Parampara and Bhagavat Parampara is like same. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he took initiation from Madhusudan Babaji Maharaj. Oh, high class of devotee, no doubt. But in Siksha Parampara, Bhagavat Parampara, Baladevi Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Oh, how much elevated you can. In same way, we see Shyamananda Prabhu, Hridayananda Prabhu, he was Guru. Hriday Chaitanya. He was not deficiated. He was in line, but not so much high like Jiva Goswami. So he ordered his disciples all to go there. And they were trained by Bhagavat Parampara, by Jiva Goswami. We have not come to follow the devotees who are not elevated, who are not high. If you will see that we must follow all the disciples of Swamiji, where they have fallen down or not fallen down, or they have been initiated by Swamiji, so they are disciples of Swamiji. So we must follow. Whether they are now rishis, where they are what, in line or not line, or following Swamiji or not. Oh, this is bogus idea. You can agree with that. You should see that Krishna has given intelligence, using, proper using it, and see that who are in really in the line of Swami. Who is following really? And then come in Bhagavat Parampara. Like Prabhupada told. You should not think about that bogus Guru Parampara there. In Guru Parampara is of very standard Vaishnava is there, you should follow. We should have honor to him. But they are initiated, not following Swamiji or proper Guru. Then we should associate with him. So there is some difference and non-difference between Guru Parampara and Bhagavata. But always try to give more pressure on Bhagavata. Bhagavata Parampara cannot be false. So you should try to know. We are discussing so much about Rupa Goswami's Siksha from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Bhayam Dadati Sapatantika. Who is telling this? Narottam Thakur. Was bona fide Vaishnav in Bhagavat Parampara and Guru Parampara both. He is telling, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena. Who established the Manobhishtam? desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By writing books, by discovering Govindaji, Govinda service, by writing also many books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilmani, Vigat Madhav, Lalit Madhav, or so many. What written in these books? What has been written? Or Chaitanya Manogistam. What is that? I have told so many things about him. He was externally Rupa Goswami and internally externally he is serving to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here externally don't mean that these external. Oh, with what he was in his body or with this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And internally to Radha Krishna's jugal in the form of Rupa. You know that before Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given some dream to Tapana Mishra. When he was not renounced and he had went to Purvi Bharat to Bengal, to the Bangladesh where his four fathers had taken birth. And there where he preached and Tapan Mishra came, one very good Brahmin, devotee, he asked that, what is the goal of life? What is sadhan sadhan? And then Mahaprabhu told, you should chant always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and all the kinds of sadhan sadhan you will receive from that. He was householder. And his son was Gopal Bhatt, Raghunath Bhatt. So he went to Kashi. After that, but I'm going to tell you something. So he, in dream he saw that he is himself Krishna. Mahaprabhu. At that time he was not Mahaprabhu, only Nimai Pandi. And then you know that to Rupa Goswami, to Swatham Bhattacharya, he showed his face like Sarbhut. First Chaturbhut and then Sarbhut. That Krishna was there and also Mahaprabhu was there. And also Narayan was, Ram also, the Sarbhut. Then he showed his Maharasaraj Bhav to Raya Ramana and prohibited them all three that don't declare that I am Krishna. Don't declare. And Brijanandan Shamsundar, Rasaraj Mahabhav, don't declare. They never declare up to now. Who is the first person who declared vividly in the like drum beating? Who? Sarup Damar also not. Only Rupa Goswami. That first slok was Nandi slok of Vidat Damadha. Anarpiticharin Tirat Karunya Vatirna Kalau. Samarapayitam unnatajjalrasang svabhakti siyam harihapurata sundara dhyuti kadambasam dhivita sada ridaya tandare spuratu me satinandana. Who is satinandana? Of very Krishna taking the beauty, golden beauty and entrance is more. He is like lion. When told in this sloka, what? Sundara dhuti kadamba sada ridaye kandare spurat me. Like some mad elephant, if they know that there is a very strong lion here, and they will smell something, and a smell will come from a lion body, and quickly they will. So eat that lion. Who? Or this very lion, Satchinandan Gaurhari, will come in our heart, then all kinds of ignorance and offenses and everything will go. So who is he? Satchinandan. He declared first time that, oh, Satchinandan is himself Krishna taking the beauty of Srimati Radhika and in terms of mode of Radhika. Or you can tell he is the combined of Srimati Radhika and the Krishna. Know her. Mahaprabhu told us, oh, what's that mean? Your all points are so high class. But what you did? It means that there is a pot of milk, but you get some poison. And then all. So everything is so okay, and why you put this? Then Raramananda told, it is like a very beautiful condensed milk. And in this what? Cancer. So more. And Mahaprabhu became sad. Again, from he took one poem from Lalit Madhava. And again he told like anyone. And Mahaprabhu was very much ashamed that in this big council, and he is declaring me, oh, like Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Again he told, why you told? Again he told Raramanan, who was examining Rupa Goswami, that literature. What he proved? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? And he has written in his all books, all. He came only, oh, that I have explained so much. He was very kind, so to preach the way process of Rag Marga. Rag Marga. Rag Marga is different from Ragatmik mode. You should try to read all these things, always. Otherwise, I am telling here all these things, and when you will go away from me, and or you will forget it, then you cannot. Try to engage all these things. I remember one more story here, oh, very appropriate for this. And what? You should always remember this. There was a devotee who wanted to read Bhagavatam and went to his Guru Dev. And he studied there for some days. And when he finished, he told Guru Dev, oh Guru Dev, please order me to return back to my home. I want to be renounced. And there I will make any hut. And I will chant, remember, and always reading Gita and preaching Gita. Oh, he wanted to keep him in his association. And he thought that he will be a scholar and he will preach my mission. But he was not ready for this. Gurudev, please order me. I should return there. And there I will make heart and I will read and preach there. Or if you like, you may. And he returned. And what became after that? Stand up. Quickly. In good way. That's plenty. Well.
They're all dry trees, you're all dry trees.
I don't take time so much.
This is a play Gurudev has me perform on occasions while we're traveling. What happened after this was that he got his Gurudev's permission. Reluctantly, he was asking his Gurudev to give him permission to go back to his village where he was born and lived and grew up, and to build a small cottage just outside of the outskirts of the village to read his Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, and that very good river.
And a beautiful river.
And so much like this.
Yes, beautiful, just like Badger. And as he practiced his bhajan, he had one neighbor living by, and he had a comfortable distance between he and his neighbor. And as he read his Bhagavad Gita, he found that as he read from sloka to sloka, soon parts of his Bhagavad Gita would be missing, chewed away. And he was wondering what was happening. So one day he put his Bhagavad Gita in the middle of the floor and stood and watched, and saw a mouse. In the middle of the night, a mouse would come and chew a little bit of the Gita and then run off. So he decided, he was trying to think, what could I do to remedy the situation? And rather than approaching an authority, someone who could actually help him, he approached his neighbor. And he walked to his neighbor's house and asked his neighbor, I have a problem. I'm reading my Bhagavad Gita, and this mouse is eating it, and I don't know what to do. So his neighbor said, well, why don't you buy a cat? Because, you know, a cat is a natural enemy of a mouse, and a cat will eat the mouse, and the mouse will eat your Gita, and then it'll be solved. Your problems will all be solved. So he went out and bought a cat, and the cat ate the mouse, and then the cat... And the cat ate the mouse, and then he thought the problem to solve.
The mouse fled away. Never came again. Okay.
And so then the neighbor had one cat, and the cat lived, and he didn't know how to take care of the cat. The cat became very thin and weak, and soon the cat had no energy, so it just laid around and mewed. And he, again, instead of approaching authorities to deal with the cat, he approached his neighbor again and said, I have a cat who's dying in my house, and I don't know what to do. And his neighbor told him, well, in order, a cat drinks milk, just like your mouse is eating your Gita, well, cats drink milk, so in order to have nice fresh milk, you have to get a cow. So he went and got a cow, and he was grazing his cow just around his property, and the cow was eating and eating and eating. And pretty soon the cow had eaten up all the fresh grass around, and the cow started getting weak, but the cat was very, very healthy. So instead of approaching authorities, he went to his neighbor again and asked his neighbor, now I have a problem. I have a cow. I have no pasture. My cat, if I don't feed my cow's going to die and my cat's going to die, and the mouse will come back and my Gita will be gone. So he asked his neighbor, and the neighbor said, you know, probably in this circumstances, you probably want to buy some more property. Because if you get some more property, you'll be able to graze your cow further, and you'll be able to feed your cat who ate your Gita. So he did that. He expanded his land holdings, but he found that he'd have to let the cow out of one pasture and move it to another pasture, and take the cow and move it and graze it from place to place so it wouldn't eat all of the grass in one area. And he found it to be too taxing. Yeah, milk it and milk the cow and so many new things that he hadn't planned on. Thank you, feeding the cow. It's something that's important. Well, that's what the pastures were for. Yes, and by taking the advice of his friend, he didn't foresee a lot of the circumstances which each successive new situation would add to his life. So with all these chores and all this work, he did what any intelligent man would do, and he went to his neighbor and he asked, I'm having problems with my cow, I'm having problems with my chores, and I just have no time to read the Gita anymore, no time to study, what do you recommend that I do? What's that? Mm-hmm. And Pandrika Guru reminded me that before he left the ashram as a guru, Srila Gurudev told him that if any problems should arise, you just remember me and I'll help you. But at each of these stages of his life, he never thought of his guru. He thought of this friend, this mundane person who just lived next door. So he went to this person and he advised him, well, you know, You should do what most people do when they have too much work to do, and that's probably you should get married, because then your wife could do all the work, and then you could read your Gita all day long. So then he thought, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of the best ideas he's had the whole time. So he said, as a matter of fact, I know a young girl that's married, has just recently, her father wants her to be married. So he introduced them, and they were very compatible. They had their charts done by a very reputable astrologer, and everything looked great. So they got married, and after some time, the wife was, something was wrong. There was some piece missing. He just couldn't put it together. So he was thinking, you know, what should I do now? I mean, this seems like I've exhausted all my possibilities. And he didn't remember his Gurudev again. He went to his neighbor. And his neighbor said, you know, her biological clock is ticking. Women, they need children, because if they have children, then you could have children, and your children will be able to take up the line, the family line, and they'll be able to do the work. So he figured that was a good idea. So very soon they had many, many children in their home.
How many?
Oh, many. Yeah. And probably... Well, daughters have to be in the picture too. Probably half daughters. So he probably had, like in France, he had about 25 children. I think in Holland he had many children. But he couldn't communicate with his children very well. Everything was going downhill. What's that? Yeah, he couldn't speak with his kids. So. You know our kids, they have a language of their own, and it changes all the time. So,
he was thinking that how to marry, to give marriage to all my daughters, and how to support. Oh, so many problems were there. And he totally forget to read. And to even open, he
wrapped it up.
Bind it and keep.
Kept in the rafters.
Oh, yeah.
So, Guru David mentioned that because he's been taking the help of his neighbor, more and more, his problems increased. He thought he could solve his problems by introducing a solution into his life. The cat, the cow, the lamb, the wife, the children. But things just got more and more and more complicated. So, finally, he and his wife were arguing. He was fighting with his children. The cow was, everything was just in disarray. So,
go on.
Okay. And he was completely overwhelmed. He was never reading his Gita anymore. His Gita had been wrapped up and put up someplace where the kids couldn't get it and nothing could get it. And when he was completely overwhelmed, like an avalanche had fallen on him of all these problems, that he finally, in all of this pain, he called out for his Guru. And just by closing his eyes and thinking of his Gurudev came to him. And his Gurudev said, what is your problem? And he told him about all of his problems step by step, about how he had gotten himself into this mess. And his Gurudev told him, when you were in my ashram, we were studying this Gita together. We were studying the deep philosophical concepts contained within the Gita, but I can see by your actions that you didn't learn anything from the things that I taught you. Because had you have absorbed my teachings, you would never have had to have undergone the suffering to learn the lesson that you're learning now. And he said, Gurudev, and he brought his children and his wife and his cow and his cat and his everything and his land. And he said, Gurudev, this is my Gita Sankar. This is my life. This is what I've culled from my lessons. And it was very, very tragic. And at that point, his guru instilled within him a very, very deep desire to serve Sri Krishna. And at that point, the man, he became so overwhelmed with love of God that with everything pulling him and keeping him home, he made up his mind to finally take the lesson of his Gurudev to heart, and he went with his Gurudev and packed his bag and left everything behind, except for the most important thing.
Thank you. So you should don't make a Gita Sansa. Huh? World of Gita. One of Nodar, he went on going all these things. Now so many children, so many cows, so many bulls, Oh, everything was that very great world. And same thing. Don't repeat. I know that all that brahmachari nested at that time, at the time of Swami. I know all, top to bottom, all where. Ramesh was also a very strong devotee. But he met some Gita samsara. So all like this. And then he still thinks, to have cows or daughters, sons, I am following Swami. So you should remember all this. And go on doing. Don't think that I am going. I will be always with you, like that guru was. Okay, thing. Eyes on them, looking on them, what they are doing, and worry for them. How to help them. So always, remember this system. And try to follow your Gurudev. Then come to subject. Now it is 6. Anyhow, how Rupa Goswami established the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know, when he was in Jagannath Puri, at the time of Karp festival, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in 7 groups parties at a time. And who saw this? Pratap Rudra and Sabham Bhattacharya, both of them. That Mahaprabhu being alone, and he is at a time dancing. And what he was doing? Saita Parannath Painu, Yahan Lagi Madana Dhanaki. And all that. And in the meantime, he remembered one sloka. Jaha Kaumar Haram. This is Jaha Kaumar Haram. So this is sloka. Anyone was not understanding that what he was singing. Only one person. And that was who? Sarup Damodar. Only Sarup Damodar. What he is saying. Otherwise, all were thinking. So what this? So, he was singing this song that, I remember my young age. We met in Vrindavan, in Revati, the bank of Revati. A very beautiful garden of Betasi Tarutale. Betasi means cane, the forest of cane. And it was surrounded by so many kadamba trees. Very big garden of kadamba. And very sweet fragrance was coming from kadamba trees. And there was none, only myself and you, my beloved. No Mary, nothing. You are only my beloved. And I was like your beloved. Freely meeting, talking so many things. At that time, we never cared for what our father, mother, or anyone is speaking of. We never care for anything. Secretly, we used to meet there on the bank of Reva, in the middle of kadamba trees and betasu trees, not trees, like creepers. And very, I remember all this. Now, I have been your wife and you my husband, but I am not so happy in this life. Here there is a relation of husband and wife, that is master and maid servant. That rush, mellow is not here now. So I want that we should return to that place on the bank of river or in the Kadamba tree forest and where the best tree or cane tree are there, and we will play freely or love each other. He was singing Mahaprabhu, and anyone was not following except Sarup Namodar. But a boy nearby there, he was looking very carefully. And he remembered that a sloka and went to, after that chariot festival, he went to take bath in sea. And he wrote a poem like, just like Mahaprabhu was uttering. And what was that? Priyo Swayam Krishnaha, and I am the same, and my beloved is same. We used to meet in, or in the bank of Jamuna, or on the trees of Kamal and Kadamba. So I want, now you have become, I have come to Kurukshetra, I am meeting you. You are same Krishna, I am same Radha, but I don't want to be here with you. I want that you should come to Vrindavana. And the shade of Kadamba trees, small trees, and where bees are hanging, cuckoos are singing, and peacocks are dancing. I want to be there. Here, oh, so many horses, elephants, so many chief commanders, army, and so many Bhisham Pitama, who are his father, Vasudeva, Devaki, and more than 1,108 queens there. Oh, so many sons and daughters, so many. Also, grandsons also. So here, we cannot meet like that. So I pray that you should come in my heart. My heart is Vrindavan. So please come with us in Vrindavan. He wrote this poem and kept it in the roof of that hut. And he went to take bath in sea. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give darshan to Haridas Thakur. And he looked and he said, what is this paper? Paper, not paper, but it was tal patra. Palm leaf. And he took it. Oh, he saw. Became so happy. Who has written this? Who has written? Haridas Thakur. Oh, your roof has written. Oh, it was like golden type. So beautiful, all the letters were that Mahaprabhu was attracted. And when he read it, then what became? Who took my heart and has kept in this bomb? And he began to read repeatedly. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami came and he did satsang pranam to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, like this, and he kept so many on his back. Oh, how you knew all these things? I am not told to anyone. And at once, Dakshar Damodar was there, Rahatamananda was there. Oh, so in whom heart you have inspired this, your most, oh, Valli Ketan. So, we think that you are so merciful to sprinkle your mercy and your most in this boy heart, in Rupa Goswami's heart. So anyone cannot do, only by your mercy, to whom you will inspire, only he can. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh, I have inspired something in prayer, but now I want that he may, oh, establish my whole desire, what I wanted. For I have descended from Golok Vrindavan, Shwetadi. So you should be merciful. Oh, Advaitacharya, oh, Haridas Thakur, oh, Nityananda Prabhu, Sardamodar Raya Anand, to all his devotees, he requested that you should. Why he did? Alone his mercy was not sufficient? No. Because he was of Vishaya mood. The subject, object of love. But Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sar Bhambhata, all now? So, Asra is of lakhs and lakhs mood. So all mood should come that he can realize, even what I cannot. And they all were bhajan. And then he wrote one slok about name. What was? Tunde tandavani ratipitunite tundavali yapte karana krona kadam vini ghatayate karana arpadesha shriyam keta prangani sarva indriyanam se nirvaktum ka janita jesus. And after that, oh, so many slopes. And it made what? Very wonderful thing. What is called nishtha? What is called shraddha? What is called, oh, mood, bhav, rati? What is called prem, sneh, man, pranay, raj, anurag, bhav, mahama? He gave all definition. Like Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one slope. Ete chans kalapunsa krishnastu. Like this. He made all definitions of from beginning to top. What is rati? Suddha sattva viseshatma prema sushyantita. What is prem? Masanito swanta mamata tishankita bhavasa sangratma. All these things from top. If you will discuss all these things, or at least for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, then we can follow. So try to pray Rupa Goswami. What? Adhdana Srenam Dantairi Dantyate Puna Puna Shimadaru Padam Bhojudholi Shyad Mama Janmani Janmani. Oh, why I want to be a dust of me, a dust of the Lord feet of the Lord. Not only one for one, but lots of unlimited. Even in this loka and also in Golok Vrindavan, they are what? The dust of the many years. Now time is over. I think you should not repeat the history of Gita Samsara. Try to be careful, very careful. Also one, I wanted to tell one story more. What? Kailash. The history of Kailash. We will discuss. Kailashwar. Very good. We should play drama of Kailash. Now they should be ready and very soon they should come.